Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got a monumental show for you this morning. Guys, why is it monumental? Quick.
Woo!
We've got confetti. Woo!
Wow. We have champagne.
More
champagne.
Don't throw those things in my champagne, please.
It is our 50th show here on ASI Radio, and boy, are we excited. We've got the streamers, the confetti, and we're ready to party. Andy Cohn, a.k.a. Captain Killjoy, is here this morning. And you're even in a festive mood, aren't you, Andy?
Oh, I'm feeling festive, baby.
Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resources here, and she supplied the champagne and all these wonderful decorations. You were here at the crack of dawn.
The crack of
dawn. Blowing up balloons. Thank you very
lovely,
much,
lovely.
Michelle. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here.
Okay,
now, Joe, you're not going to rain on our parade this morning and rant, are you, today?
I guess not.
We'll let you rant.
That's not raining on our parade. That's our favorite time.
Kathy Houston, the editor of Advantages Magazine, is with us.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
What is this?
Tim Andrews.
Wow.
What is
cake?
That?
50th anniversary.
Wow! What a surprise!
Radio
cake.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Look
wow.
at how nice that is.
Are you going to sing to us?
Thank you.
No, I don't sing.
Well, you better put on your
headphones. You should join us.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Wow, a very nice 50th cake from Tim Andrews.
That's very lovely.
Look, he even comes with plates and forks and
wow.
a server of kinds.
What a guy.
We want to thank all of our loyal listeners.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Now, I really want to know, Tim, how long did it take for you to bake that and decorate it?
It took me...
Well, speak into the microphone.
It took me no time to bake it at all.
Really?
No.
You're that quick.
I picked it up.
Well, it's thank very you very lovely. Much. We appreciate it. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. Kathy, you do not look 50.
I am not.
She's 42. She looks 62.
46.
You're funny.
She's older than I am.
And, of course, we have Steve Hawk, the Hawkinator, and Samantha. And we've even got Vin Driscoll here taking pictures on this momentum.
Vin Dog. Wow,
Vin
thanks, guys. We figured out that, Steve, you are the only one who's been on every show except for on Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So what happened there?
He blows the shofar.
He's our Hebrew.
Well, besides partying with all you here today, we're going to take your calls in a little bit. Today's topic, how to get the attention of busy prospects. If you've got a challenge in this area or a suggestion, give us a call. And if we put you on the air, of course, we'll send you a $25 Visa gift card. Start dialing now at 215-953-4979. Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
Well, I would love to, Melinda. For the Big 5-0, we have an interview with Norwood President and CEO Paul Loggie. Give us a jingle at 215-953-4979 and tell us how you get the attention of busy prospects. If we put you on the air, you'll score a $25 Visa gift card. There are signs that the economy is starting to grow, and Melinda has survey results that point to the recovery. Fast-talking Kathy Houston has some quick sales ideas she wants to share with everyone.
She is fast-talking.
Michelle has the skinny on 5 fast-growing markets for the promo product sales. Hey, how can personality predict media uses? Well, stay tuned to find out. Andy, our own Captain Killjoy, has some good news about small business lending. Our own female Poindexter, that would be Michelle, has a report about geek now being chic. Oink, oink, what are the top 10 things marketers can learn from the swine flu scare? Well, Kathy has the list.
That wasn't a can noise. That was actually
that
Melinda.
Was me.
That was me.
No, I oinked. Oh, I can't hear from my head. Anyway, I may or may not have a rant today. But first, we're going to start this
with
the industry news. Andy.
Go, Andy.
Thank you, Joe. As was first reported in Promogram last week, Norwood Promotional Products has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company, which is dealing with more than $200 million of debt, says it has a deal in place to be purchased through its court restructuring process by Aurora Resurgence, a private equity company based in California. Norwood, however, expects to conduct business as usual through this process, and we'll have Paul Loggie live with us shortly to discuss the situation. On the heels of Norwood's news, another large industry supplier is warning of a potential bankruptcy filing. Broder Brothers, their largest supplier in the market, is trying to restructure $220 million worth of debt and reported late yesterday that it has not yet achieved its debt restructuring goals. The company says it will be forced to file Chapter 11 if it can't come to agreements with its debt holders by the end of the day on Thursday. A new survey by ASI reports that revenues for supplier firms fell by 21% in the first quarter of 2009. Nearly two-thirds of suppliers who responded to the survey said their sales fell in the first quarter, while only 21% reported an increase in sales in the first 3 months of the year. Check out Promogram later today for a full report. Plus, in Promogram this afternoon, we'll be debuting our Hot Products edition of The Joe Show. Joe, what's the theme for today?
Picture this, Andy.
Picture this.
Picture this. Think about it.
Frames.
Picture frames. Kathy, very good, Tim.
Digital picture frames.
It could be. I might be voguing.
Well, check out that in 2 days from Graham.
No one will pay for that, Jim.
Thanks, Andy. Well, one of the big stories, of course, in today's news is Norwood's bankruptcy filing, and we have Norwood's Paul Loggy on the phone right now to answer some questions. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, you have to when you're serving cake.
Absolutely. Have a piece.
Maybe we can send a piece all the way to Indianapolis for you. So, Paul, it's been about a week since you guys filed. What would you say is the difference now between when you first filed?
Well, I think, the whole word certainly stirs up a lot of emotion and I think a lot of reaction immediately. We worked real hard to talk to our customers and vendors and everyone within that's being touched by Norwood. And I think as we've shared the story, there's been a lot more calmness. I think we're addressing this situation a lot differently, too, than you hear of typical people trying to go through a Chapter 11 filing. We truly are acting as business as usual, and I think we'll be judged on our actions versus press releases and everything else.
You had said last week that there were no layoffs associated with the Chapter 11 filing. What sort of reaction are you hearing from employees and distributor customers?
We always start with our own associates. That's usually going to be the first question that they ask because, you know, you hear on the news most people that go through some sort of restructuring, there's a plant closing, a layoff. Those are the things that concern them. So I think everyone is very calm and supportive, understanding that the company's making money. But we just can't refinance our debt, so we had to take some alternative measures. Aurora, on the other side of this, is somebody who wants the company to look basically the same as when we went in to when we exit this particular process. So, and that's kind of where we're working on. So, from employees, if you talk to any of them, they're most interested in making sure you have a positive Norwood experience when you deal with this. They understand the sensitivity of it, and it's been overwhelming and inspiring to see their commitment to this and getting through this on a timely and positive basis, as positive as possible, I should say.
And as far as the timing of the whole process is concerned, I think you said that you're expecting to emerge on the other side of bankruptcy by the end of June. Is that still correct?
That's correct.
And as you said, the Aurora, if they go through with the deal and they're the winning bidders, expects to have the sort of same Norwood structure. Is there any differences that people could expect on the other side of the bankruptcy process?
No, actually, they should expect the company to look exactly the same as it does today. Our vendors, they're taking on basically $20 million worth of liabilities basically to cover our trade vendors. The far majority of our trade vendors will be made whole as well through this process. So it's basically going to look the same. Again, we're a company that is making money. I don't, we've all been hit by this economic event, and a lot of what was driven for us is our loans were maturing this year, so we were forced up against the wall of timing of having to do it now. Unfortunately, we couldn't get that consensual part done, which would either restructure it or create a delay. We just couldn't get that done, so we unfortunately had to use the court systems to get us through it. But fundamentally, we'll look exactly the same.
Paul, it's Tim Andrews. I've got a quick question. Actually, first a comment and then a question.
Yeah.
First of all, I've gotten a lot of good positive feedback from people that are in the marketplace. I happened to be up in Toronto when the news broke and have been talking to lots of distributors and suppliers, and I think, you get a lot of credit, and the team there gets a lot of credit for, really being proactive in terms of reaching out to people. So first, I guess, is the comment, which is congratulations on your handling so far of this, because I think people really appreciate it. There's been obviously other bankruptcies over the course of time in this industry, and people look back on some of those and they have some positive experiences, and usually they're pretty negative. So I think you guys are handling it great. The question I would have is, if you sort of look out a little further, and you now have Aurora as a new partner, and you know, you're free of the debt burden that you currently have when you exit. You know, is Norwood then going to be in the market to look at some other suppliers that maybe aren't as healthy as you're going to be after you've exited Chapter 11? And, you know, in the next, say, 6 months, 18 months, whatever period you want to talk about, you know, is there a change there for Norwood, an opportunity, you think, in the marketplace given what's going on?
I think there's always opportunity, and you have to be prepared to take advantage of it. We've not been in a situation to be able to do that, you know, for a while, basically, as we try to manage through our own processes. But you know what? We're going to do it in a controlled manner. I don't believe in just going out and doing significant acquisitions and adding to a situation that, you know, in some ways has caused our initial issues that we had currently that we're dealing with. So I think our team believes in a very controlled growth, but at the same time, where do we have opportunities to fill out our portfolio of products? You know, we continue to want to be kind of that one-stop shop for people. I mean, that's where Norwood has positioned itself. So, and I think it can be done very successfully. But we already have every imprinting process there is in the industry. So a lot of it can be done organically. But if the right opportunity were to come about, absolutely, we would look at it.
Great. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you in the fall at one of the ASI shows.
Thanks so much, Paul. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you, and I appreciate all your support.
Take care. Well, we'll continue to follow this story closely, of course. And now we're opening the phone lines to take your calls on any challenges you're having in the area of getting prospects to pay attention to you, or if you have any great ideas for distributors on how to get a prospect's attention, call us now at 215-953-4979, and we will send you a Visa gift card if we put you on the air. Our phone line's already lighting up. We have John, a distributor on line one, who has a creative idea. Hi, John.
Hi, happy 50th.
Thank you,
John.
Very much. So, John, what's your idea for getting prospects' attention?
Well, I like to take my clients golfing because, you know, most people won't turn down a free round of golf. And, you know, it's a relaxed environment. And if they don't feel important, they definitely feel important when they're, you know, doing business while playing a round of golf.
So do you let them win, John?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. Depends how big the client is.
Well, fantastic. Thanks, John. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
I think you shouldn't let them win, though.
Really?
Yeah.
We should beat him into the ground?
No.
You
play
don't.
The game.
You play the game. Game. I think you have to play the way you would normally
well,
play.
You would disingenuous if you let them.
So in other words, you know, you lose like always, Andy.
Well,
yeah. What about?
I
would, and this happens.
I can't
a lot.
Play any better.
What about when you see someone kind of cheating a little? Do you say anything if they're your?
That's
client?
A good question.
No.
Actually.
That happens.
That because that happens in golf a lot.
You know what?
I don't think
play winner rules all the time. Winner rules all the time. We just out there to golf, to have a good time, smack the ball around, talk a little business. It's a very relaxed environment. John, hopefully he's using imprinted products, though. I mean, he should be giving out balls and
sure
tees and
is.
Gloves when he's golfing with his clients. The other sporting events, I mean, anything.
Never miss an opportunity,
never,
Joe.
That's a great idea, Joe.
If you have any type of sports tickets, whether it's college sports, professional sports, minor league sports, take your clients to that then. Again, it's a relaxing environment. You can enjoy a game. You can talk a little business there. And there's also the opportunity to give them imprinted products.
I think you ought to do a show on – I think you ought to do a Joe show on self-promos.
Well, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
Today. Get it done.
Take note, Joe. Write it down.
On line two, we have Donna, a distributor who also has an idea to get prospects' attention. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. I had an idea that worked really well for me that I want to share. I was trying to get in to a big potential client in my neighborhood, and once a week I would bring donuts and coffee to their office, and, you know, food always works. But I would I also imprinted, like, the napkins and the coffee cups, and I did this for a couple weeks in a row, and I finally got the appointment that I wanted, and it resulted in reoccurring sales with this client.
So stalking with donuts works, huh?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean,
did you have the logo, the donut box logoed?
I didn't.
But you can get
that. You can get that. Thanks to Dustin.
And then you can get those Joe on the go containers logoed as well.
Joe on the go.
We'd like Joe on the go.
Joe to go.
Did you have your logo on the napkins and the other things you brought in, or did you have the potential client prospects so they could actually see and use the products with their own brand?
I actually had my logo on the napkins and the coffee cups so they know who to contact. But then, of course, I said you can do this for your own company once I got the order.
Very good.
I think it's a great idea.
Very good.
I would like a donut. But we have cake. I mean, I would love a piece of cake. Kathy's not cutting
cake
yet.
You told me you had a brownie for
Kathy,
breakfast.
You should be distributing the cake, by the way.
Should I?
I did have a brownie for breakfast.
Thanks so much for calling in, Donna. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And on line three, we have Karen, a distributor. Karen?
Hi, guys. Congratulations on the big 5-0.
Well, thank you. You sound happier than us.
Shouldn't have been in the room with you.
Have you listened to all 50 shows, Karen?
Not yet, but I'll probably take the effort to go back and listen to most of them.
Yeah, awesome. You should go through the archives.
Definitely.
Karen, do you have a question or an idea for us this morning?
Well, I have an example of basically what I do that I found very effective for prospects. I do movie night promotions. Mm-hmm. On the day that a blockbuster comes out on DVD, I buy about 20 of them and send a gift basket with the movie imprinted, microwave popcorn and other treats like goobers and raisinettes.
Our goober's laughing. So our little goober's laughing.
But basically, I follow up with them, but I first ask about the movie, and then I go into business.
So well, that's a great idea. Cool. Do you get some pretty good reaction from that?
Yeah, definitely. It's an icebreaker for the most part to get in the door.
Well, Tim's shaking his head, so I think that's a good idea. In fact, you could probably send Tim a movie pack. And
I love movies.
Dramas or comedies, do you prefer?
A little bit of both. You
but,
know?
But I think it's great because, you know, it showcases the creativity, and it actually gives the client the movie that they can keep forever. And, you know, you can imprint all that candy and stuff. There's a lot of suppliers in this industry mm-hmm. that can do that food for
right.
you. So, you know. If you don't want to do DVD, you can also buy movie tickets for your clients on the first night of an opening movie, you know, mm-hmm. opening night of a movie.
And even
you can go buy tickets, you know, and
like
deliver
that.
Deliver it with imprinted bags of microwave popcorn.
Right.
So here's tickets for tonight's show. Hopefully you can go enjoy the popcorn on a later date.
And industry suppliers also have movie gift cards.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of them in the industry.
Kathy, you're so smart.
I think when you're selling the DVD, you've got to be careful what movie you pick.
Oh,
make sure
point.
That it represents your brand and also isn't going to be insulting to
absolutely.
The person receiving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
PG.
You know,
good
make
idea.
Sure it's PG or
no
you know,
PG.
Whatever.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, right.
Hannah Montana's really good. I saw it recently.
I know.
But
I think
it's a great way
Star
to get
Trek.
That.
Ooh. I heard that was
you
great.
You did.
I saw
oh,
Star
the
Trek.
Geek Michelle.
The geeks.
We're going tonight.
Michelle's excited.
I am excited. The nerd herd.
All right, well, you hit on some good ideas. Thanks so much, Karen. Hold on the line.
Thanks.
All right, guys, well, maybe I'm just in a festive mood because it's our 50th show, but I am seeing – oh, and Joe's getting some confetti tossed at him. I'm seeing more and more signs that the economy is getting better. In a new survey of top economic forecasters, and you can check this out on CNBC.com, the panelists predicted that the economy is actually going to grow a little in the second half of the year. And the surveyees also believe the housing market has bottomed out and we'll start to see some growth. Are you all seeing any positive signs?
Yes.
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 My husband is not having a heart attack every time he checks the stock market.
Okay, well, that's a positive sign.
That's positive.
Tim, are you hearing
you don't want a heart attack every day.
No.
I got to say, I spent the weekend in New York with some friends, and I would say that they're more depressed today than they were 3 months ago, it seems to me.
Really?
They're depressed?
There's a new little theme that's going on in New York among the financial services institutions. If you still have your job, they're laying a lot of people off, and they're replacing them with lower-priced people.
Mm.
So a couple of my friends are now looking for jobs. But they thought they'd come through the worst part of it, and then they found out that, in fact, we can hire somebody for 30% less than we're paying you, so you're going to go bye-bye. So I think there's still a little bit more to do, you know, to get the economy sort of in a bottom
I think you have
spot.
To have another party.
Yeah, well, you know, I did call it.
You
February,
had your end of the recession party.
The end of February, I had that big party, end of the recession. You check out my blog on asicentral.com.
Mm-hmm.
I called the end of the recession, and the market rose tremendously from there. It was below.
It's up like
30%
since
then. It's up 30% since then. That was actually the,
all
that was the
of
bottom.
Your party.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Yep.
Totally.
We should
you
all thank Tim.
A friend of mine over the weekend plunked down $8,000 for a brand new motorcycle.
Hmm.
There
well,
you
that's
go.
Gotta
that's
got to be a sign to turn
go.
Around.
But
are you gonna ride it?
That's an awfully good question.
That's not what
and
I choose
an even
to
worse
ride.
Thought.
That's not what I choose to ride.
She likes horses.
On the way to work.
I do like horses.
On the way to work, within the last couple of weeks, I've started to notice more sold signs going up on houses that have been on the market for 7 or 8 months. It's like this one sold, that one sold, and my brother finally sold his house, and he's had it on the market for probably a good 10 months.
Wow.
I think realtors are a good market to hit right now. I mean, as sort of counter, you know, intuitive as that might be, I've got a friend who's a realtor who's very busy. You know, the interest rates are at historic lows for mortgages.
So it's coming back,
It's coming back, you know.
Well, there's also the
lower levels.
Their first-time home buyer tax credit, which is really spurring people to
absolutely. $8,000. $8,000 credit.
They hadn't even thought of jumping into the real estate market before, so that's something that's spurring demand.
Well, those are some glimmers of hope. Speaking of growth, our own Kathy Houston held
is
a,
growing.
She's growing, and
if you eat that whole cake, I really will.
We still haven't had any cake, but anyway,
sorry.
Kathy recently held a webcast, 30 sales ideas in 60 minutes. It was packed with great ideas, and she's going to share a few of the best ones with us this morning.
Right, and if you missed it, you can access the archive at asicentral.com/webinars. 30 sales ideas in 60 minutes.
All right, well, give us a couple good ones.
Okay. With cold calls, a lot of salespeople have the mentality that the person on the receiving end is doing them a favor. But you have to have the mentality that you're doing them a favor because you have a valuable service to offer.
Wow, that is the biggest piece of cake I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Tip's cutting the cake. Okay, another tip is always bring a gift for the gatekeeper, no matter how small. They get really excited, even about a pen or a mug.
I love that idea.
Yeah,
I don't think enough people do that.
This is a really great one, too. Ask the right questions. Use the word help. Your receptionist said you might be able to help me out as far as who handles your promotional items. Never say, I heard you're the person that buys, because right there they build the wall up. Here's another salesperson.
Right. In terms of questions, we had bad questions on the show, I think.
Yeah, we
did. Months
ago,
one bad question right now is, how's business, right?
That's
you're
right.
You're not supposed to ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
you
want
know
to
know how business is. Right.
It's yourself evident for the most part.
Exactly. One more. As far as account penetration goes, ask for referrals. Don't be shy. If you've come through for your client, they will be happy to help you. Again, people are happy to help other people.
And you can offer an incentive for referrals, too. I know
a lot definitely. Of people have official referral programs in place where you give a gift, and a handwritten thank you card always goes a long way. Those people that receive that will be your biggest advocates down the road.
Cool. Well, mm-hmm. Good tips from Kathy. If you want to check out the whole webcast, go to asicentral.com and the
webinars.
Thank you. Well, one more growth story for you this morning. Supplier Global Resource this month has a feature article that all industry members are going to want to read. It's 5 Fast Growing Markets for Promo Product Sales. And I think Andy just threw a piece of cake.
I did. It's getting a little cake crazy.
Very large pieces of cake.
Okay, someone
thank you
has
very
a
much.
I have confetti in my champagne.
Michelle, what are the 5 Fast Growing Markets for Promo Product Sales?
Well, the first thing you should do is check out the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and that is the stimulus package to you and I.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Start with the government. Of the 3.5 million new jobs that the stimulus package is supposed to create over the next 3 years, about 10% of those will be in the public sector.
Yep.
That's pretty good cake.
So look at places like the Social Security Administration, the Border Patrol, and the EPA. Mm. Next, alternative energy. They're going to give tax breaks. That is going to be a
major tax break.
The package includes about $50 billion in spending and $20 billion in tax provisions for this industry. So look to there. Accounting, because the stimulus package is going to have lots of complicated tax implications, accountants are really going to be
that
more.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to play. They're going to play a more crucial role than ever. The legal sector. A lot of lawyers are going to have to get involved because there's going to be a lot of things that people are going to have to be kept abreast of and that people are going to need explaining as far to how to navigate the legalities of the stimulus package and how it applies to them.
Huge marketing budgets, too. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, of course, construction, where a lot of the money is going to go to rebuild our infrastructure.
And I heard from some distributors that some of the stimulus money is already hitting that industry, and they are buying. And think about things like safety gear. They need that, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Michelle. Some 5 great markets
You're
to be
so
looking
welcome.
At right now. Well, here's another interesting story for marketers. It turns out you can predict what type of media a consumer uses by that person's personality. Joe, tell us more.
Okay. We all know about lifestyle marketing.
You know, Lifto?
Lifestyle.
Oh.
Lifestyle.
Lifto.
Okay. Lifestyle marketing. That's like where you see beer commercials and like, hey, if you're really cool, you drink this beer.
Hey.
Well, you know what? That's kind of good marketing, but it's also important to go where those cool people are. So there's a study done here, and it says that according to this data from Mindset Media, personality is often a more effective prediction tool for media usage than age, gender, and income.
Okay, so give us an example.
Okay, here we go. For instance, people who have a lot of bravado are 50% more likely than the average person to be heavy consumers of all media.
Are you a heavy consumer of all media?
I think I am. Okay. I still read newspapers. I still read magazines. I watch a ton of TV. I think I am.
Okay. For the internet, those highly open people who favor the web are 153% more likely to buy organic products and 104% more likely to drive a hybrid car. Hybrid car companies.
Is that a youth thing? Like, is that?
I'm sure partially, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Partially it is. So if you're going to be advertising on the internet, these are the type of people who are heavy users of the internet. Optimists spend more time with newspaper than any other medium And they probably recycle it too.
It's good. Not
you guys,
Andy.
You guys are stuck into the media, to the newspaper.
And we haven't described Andy. And which one are you so far?
I'm a big media consumer.
So you're the bravado.
I guess. I'm a big media consumer too.
Well, you have some bravado as well. Yeah. Not an optimist. Okay, what else?
Dynamic People rank as the largest group of newspaper readers.
Dynamic.
Okay,
so dynamic.
High five.
All right.
Dynamic
that
People
was quite
also
a
use magazines.
High five, really.
They also use magazines, so.
Yes,
well, dynamic. Magazines. We work for magazines.
But dynamic people don't watch TV.
Oh, I watch TV, so.
Maybe we're not so dynamic. All right, well, thank you very much, Joe.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, you're cut.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We've got more good news this morning besides our 50th show. It seems that small business lending is picking up. Is that right, Andy?
It is. Well, we were looking for signs in the economy that there were good things going on. Here is definitely one. Since mid-March, so in the past 2 months, $1.3 billion in new Small Business Administration loans have been approved. That's that amount is up 20% from the 2 months prior. So there's some good signs that cash is actually flowing into the loan market, which will help companies grow as 2009 moves forward.
That's great news. Well, here's another interesting story for all the nerds among us, although I don't see any in this room. So,
well, Steve's a little
you're
nerdy.
Raising your hand? You're a nerd?
I would say so, yeah.
And Michelle?
And Samantha, our tech goddess. Absolutely.
Really? Well, yeah, she's like a tech goddess. She's obviously
Listen,
a nerd.
It is the golden age of the geek right now.
Well, it seems that geeks are chic. Is that right? What's that all about?
There are a ton of movies going on right now. The new Wolverine movie, which is from the X-Men series. Star Trek, as Tim said, just opened. Mm-hmm. Actually,
and
Samantha and I are going to
the movie of the weekend.
It was great.
Samantha
really
and I are going to see it tonight. And I heard
thumbs up.
Are you going to dress in Star Trek?
Live long and prosper.
Oh, my God. All right.
That is something I just never thought I would say.
So there are nerds in the room.
Wow.
There is also the new Terminator movie is coming out, the new Transformers movie.
Oh, God.
Here's my complaint, though. This is a market ripe for opportunity for promotional products. When
With
I go
nerds?
Onto these websites, the promotional products that they offer are just not of good caliber. A lot of black T-shirts. Really, no one's wearing black T-shirts so much, even if you are a big nerd.
So
like
what's
me.
Nerd wear, then?
Not black T-shirts.
There's a plethora of things that can be used. I would say, you know, mugs, hats.
Spock ears?
Even Spock ears. Listen, don't discount the Spock ears.
Is that a different movie?
That's Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Oh, my.
Obviously, I'm not a nerd.
Wow.
You heathen. Anyway, it is, believe it or not, a growing market. And there was an article on CNN.com, and they titled it, "The Geek Shall Inherit the Earth." Because, you know, a lot of these people who tend to favor, they're big in technology, and they have
sure.
a lot
well,
of money to spend.
He's a total nerd.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money to
Rich.
Spend, and they have a lot of disposable income. So, you know, start targeting the nerds.
And
they
people
buy.
Get so excited. You know, on Sunday I went to a concert, an El Divo concert, which is this music
the guys.
Group.
The
and hotties, we happened yeah. to go to, we went to the meet and greet beforehand, small group of people. And they were giving out passport covers and all sorts of things with the El Divo logo on it. They were also selling the items in the gift shop. But they had a quite extensive, you know, setup. And it was really a reminder that, you know, you go to these events and there's an opportunity at every one of these events for a distributor to go in mm-hmm. and talk to people beforehand and say, you know, let's put your logo on a few things and let's really have, you know, an activity that's going to raise some money for yourself but also be a great takeaway for a customer.
And for this market in particular, the fans are known to be rabid. And
oh, yeah.
devoutly loyal. So, I mean, if you
How
can get
you
them
know?
On board. I'm
they
just
need
guessing.
Their shots.
I'm just guessing.
They need
like Night of the Living Dead.
That's great. Well, there you have it, the nerd market. And if you have people can email Michelle, I guess. If
they
have
certainly can.
Ideas.
MBell at ASICentral.com. And I will post the article on our ASI Radio website.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Well, hopefully the swine Thank flu you. Scare is waning. But in the meantime, there are a lot of things marketers can learn from it. All right. Kathy, what can marketers learn from the swine flu scare?
Pork is safe, by the way. Pork is safe. So, you know.
It is. Well,
I've eaten pork
thank goodness
many times.
You're a member of
the
Bacon of the Month Club.
Exactly.
So that
pork
really...
is safe.
Yes.
It's not that thing to not jump off the swine.
That's right. Well, in a time of crisis, sexy and fleshy doesn't count. Just look at the CDC's response to the swine flu epidemic.
Overblown?
No. They took it under control, and the approach that they took was building credibility, and they added 15,000 Twitter followers, bringing the total to 40,000.
To the CDC? Followers
to
the CDC?
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they're logic goes like this. Empower those who want to help others. Like a growing number of newspapers and blogs, the CDC did a really good job empowering safe visitors to subscribe to and share its content, especially the real-time information. So if you want to share it with family members, they made it really, really simple. And they made their search really, really simple, too, on every step of their website. This is front and center of the CDC page. Syndicate the message. The CDC has made its swine flu information easy to share and pass on virally through social networks. And this is really important. You have to communicate in multiple languages because obviously there's multiple languages spoken in the United States, and they wanted to make sure everybody knew what was going on.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good marketing lessons from the CDC. Thanks, Kath. We're all out of time today. Thanks to our loyal listeners for helping us celebrate our 50th show. We hope that you'll continue to listen and be here for show 100. In the meantime, we'll continue to bring you issues we think you'll find interesting, and Joe Haley will continue to rant, although not this morning. Sorry, Joe.
We're too festive.
Have a happy day.